62-0, our final score. Highland Park knocking off Greenville. It's time for our Players of the Game interview, brought to you by Kurt and Roblin Mai of Mai Oil Operations, proud to support these 2008 Highland Park Scots. Scott Blazewicz, you got a whole host of Players of the Game tonight after this 62-0 victory for Highland Park. Let's send it down to you.
I certainly do, Russell, and let's start off with some of these great defensive players for the Scots. Pitching a shutout is never easy to do. Scott Reed, how did it play out tonight?
It was pretty good. We're just excited to get to play and glad that we could come out and shut them down like that.
What made the defense so effective tonight, Edward Nesbitt?
I think it's just our preparation all week. Our coaches pretty much told us everything that they were going to do, and we really knew what was coming.
Jeff, were you surprised a little bit about how often they turn the ball over, how many self-inflicted wounds they cause?
I mean, we'd seen it on film that they've turned the ball over quite a bit. You know, we were told, you know, strip the ball, get the ball, you know, turnovers. But, you know, I wasn't expecting that many turnovers, but, you know, I'm kind of glad we did because we gave offense opportunity to score. So,
you recovered one of those fumbles late in the ball game, got a little nicked up there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with me. Shoot, I just got hit in the head, you know, which happens, part of the game. I wear a helmet for a reason.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Now we'll bring in Will Glasscock here. Will, it was a very diverse offensive effort tonight. Plenty of guys getting into the end zone, and you got there twice tonight. What made the offensive game plan work so well tonight?
I mean, just all week, you know, we just worked really hard. Our O-line has just been doing fabulous the entire year. So they just continue to prove every single week, and I think it's starting to show.
It seems like every week you're one of the guys that gets the ball down there near the goal line in those short yardage situations. It appears, just watching you, you relish the contact and like to you know, take the pounding and try to get those tough yards.
I've played defense a lot, you know, earlier in my football career, so I'm kind of just used to, you know, the cold contact part. I guess, you know, it just comes natural to me. I don't really like, I don't know, I'd rather just, you know, deliver a hit than, I don't know, it's just kind of what I do. I mean, I can't really explain it.
Thanks so much, Will.
Will Glasscock and the rest of those guys, all part of our Players of the Game, Edward Neblett, Scott Reed, and our Players of the Game brought to you by Kurt and Roblin Mai of Mai Oil Operations. Scott's trying to catch up with Chris Calandro. Chris, I know, he played a great game, and that offensive line does a great game. Scott, I'm going to ask you to kind of twist around so we get a good shot off our wireless microphone down there, and go ahead with Chris Calandro.
Chris, we know what happened to Charlie Burford last night. I know this was an emotional game for you and all of your teammates. What do you want to say right now to Charlie?
Well, get better, Charlie, and this game was all for you.
Where do you go from here as you look ahead to Richardson Pierce next week?
Of course, we have to replace Charlie, which is going to be a difficult task, but I think we'll be able to do that, and we just got to get ready, and we're looking forward to having them back next week.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chris Calandro, and again, our best wishes as well go out to Charlie Burford and to his family, his mom and dad, Scott and Paula Burford, after he suffered the ruptured spleen in practice yesterday.